the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
First, though, Joe, you told us you've been working on a prank.
Yeah, I did say I had been working on a prank. What I should have said is I have not been working on a prank that I started working on quite some time ago. Now, this was just going to be a really dumb, innocent prank I thought would be funny.
Okay.
Do you guys remember, a few weeks ago when Clarence was in here and I had to take him to the office because the smells he was making were that horrific?
Yes. They were pretty bad. Yeah, I remember that.
Because I had fed him some sesame chicken the night before.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't seem to pan out well.
It didn't pan out well here, but the next day I left him at home. I said, you can fart in the home. Well, what he did that day was ruin a room-sized rug that I have.
Okay.
And I didn't say anything.
Bummer.
Yeah, bummer. Well, you know, it's a rug, though.
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to turn these brown lemons into lemonade, and I am going to post this rug on Facebook, or not Facebook, but like Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, genuine Kelly Cheese kitchen rug. Because of how she had expressed her delight in excreting on her. Yeah,
how she had expressed her own glands.
Yeah, she had.
Okay. That was on a concrete floor, not a rug.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That. We know you just do it wherever. If there's a kitchen around, Kelly is going to deuce on it. Anyway.
Happened one time.
So
labeled for life. Yep.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, and then I wanted it to naturally make its way back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted it to come up on the show.
Like someone to say, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I found
somebody selling this.
It was on Marketplace.
That would have been great.
And I was going to, say it comes with a certificate of authenticity and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know, lost a rug, gained a bit, maybe.
Right.
Well, in my face, the day that I got home and discovered this, it was like fresh off of surgery. And so with one arm, I rolled a rug up. And here, like most of the time, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yep. But I'm like, how am I going to get this out of my house? I took one of my Thule straps, which is, it's not a ratchet strap, but kind of like that.
Okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
So I got this rolled rug and I get the strap. And I tie the strap around one side of it and with one arm pulled it out my front door. And there it was.
Yeah.
And then a week went by of a lot of rain and my sprinklers going off.
Oh, no.
And I could not with one arm move it in any direction.
Not, it weighs I really 1,000 soiled pounds. That carpet.
Yeah, you sure did. Thanks a lot, Kel.
Yeah, I do what I can for a good sale.
So Rachel, my girlfriend Rachel, I was in Chicago like 2 weekends ago. She wasn't up here the weekend before that. But she said, she goes, take it easy. And she was here last weekend. She could help me move it.
Mm-hmm.
Two people can't move that rug.
Wow.
It's a thick shag rug that has now been totally soaked through. I think it's 2 tons, if I had to guess. But you know me in measurements. I don't know how many forks equal a teaspoon.
Right. That sounds about right, though.
Yeah. And so I don't know what to do now.
Because you have a yard rug.
I didn't move it. So I kept it on my walkway. It's still there right now.
Yeah.
Post it for free and still have it be a Kelly Cheese special. with a certificate of
authenticity. I'll sign the certificate of authenticity.
A soaked fecal rug.
So you think someone would pick that up? Because I'm not going to actually. I was never going to give the rug to someone.
What is the dimensions of the rug?
I don't know. 10 by 10.
Okay, like that's
maybe
a big rug.
Bigger.
And like, I mean, unless I'll take a rug.
No, I don't
I'll
want the rug. But what I'm saying is that I don't want it. I'm not asking for those reasons. I'm asking because rugs, like decent rugs, are really expensive.
Yeah, I know. And I rolled dead bodies in them,
and I wouldn't be surprised if somebody would pick that up and go, "Screw it, man! I'll just get it cleaned. Free rug."
Well, it's already been washed.
You know what you can get for a rug that's been stained?
I couldn't move it like a week later or days later or whatever. It's now, I don't think it's possible. Rachel said, well, just hook it up to your car and drag it. And I'm like, the way it is, I can't drive straight because my across the street neighbor's house is there.
Yeah.
And I would drive into it, because my front door faces that. And if I try and take it over to the driveway where driveway is, I would go through my yard. And even though it's not the nicest yard, it does have grass on it.
If you could hook it up to what are you just going to pull it forever?
Yes.
Like pull it for infinity?
Yes. You make a great point.
No, that's exactly what you should do. Is
offer
you just
hobos magic carpet rides.
Drag it everywhere.
I checked my garbage website.
Yeah. Did you take 2 tons soaked poo rugs?
I mean, I don't think I can, I can't get it to the garbage where they pick up the trash.
Yeah.
And two, I'm like, I don't really know if it says that they pick up furniture. Like you can get I don't know if I need a sticker.
You probably need to call ahead if it's something so heavy that you can't budge it. I mean, it's one thing to not be able to lift it, but if you and your girlfriend, who I realize is not exactly Red Sonja, but nevertheless is still a human being with arms and legs that work, if you two can't budge it like 1 inch,
yeah,
even if 2 guys show up, like that's going to be a really heavy strain, and it's also covered in feces.
You know how many bugs live in that thing now?
And animals?
Yeah. I do.
It's a habitat.
Have you considered cutting it into pieces?
I don't want to touch it. I'll touch the strap, but I don't want to touch the rug.
I bet it's become a casing for the world's largest maggot.
Oh, God.
That's disgusting.
So many poo mites and everything else.
And mice babies.
I texted my neighbors before this because I was like, oh, I should get a picture of my sidewalk rug. And I go, hey, is anyone at home at your house? No, why? Is everything okay? !
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I just needed a picture of my sidewalk rug. That's
so it's still rolled up right now.
Yeah, has been for approximately 1 month.
Oh, God.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, I'll take a look at when this picture was.
If you pay the garbage company to take that, they're going to pick that thing up and throw it through your windows, which, by the way, would be amazing if that happened.
It would be, mostly because of the sheer weight.
I took this picture of Kelly's rug on October 6th, 2021 at 1:05 p.m. It says it on here. It's a new iPhone thing.
It's only been 15 days of rain.
Dude. Mm-hmm. And sprinklers.
Yeah, just for good measure.
Because those were still on.
Are they still on now?
I turned them off.
Okay, because like the area where you live, I just saw on a map last night, has gotten 140% of this month's normal rainfall.
I understand.
You haven't needed sprinklers since maybe August 18th.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to wash the poop out of Kelly's rug if you don't spray it with sprinklers?
Yeah. You know what? This is why we have these round tables, because everyone makes such great points. I can't drag a rug forever with a car. And yes... Sprinklers are great at washing the outside of rugs that poop is on.
But I do think hauling it with your car is the best idea. There, one, chance you get on the news. Two.
Why?
Because always getting on the news is fun.
They do stories about dumb people in their cars all the time.
Oh, even better.
I wish they
even
did.
Better, you could become a viral video if yeah. If it's a success and if it's a failure because you tie it right to your plastic bumper and then you head your bumper off.
Yep.
That would also be funny.
Yeah. And then if it does fall off, you just leave it and go, I didn't even know it fell off. I forgot it was there. It's like the dog in Vacation.
As unentertaining as our local news has been, and as tempted as I've been to do something to spice it up, no, I'd prefer that not be the case. So anyway, that in my face.
Free rug. You know what? It's probably clean now with all that rain. Why don't you move it back in? Just had that thought.
You know, it wouldn't kill you to unroll it and then just go out there with a hairdryer, and then you'll you'll be able to dry, then you'll be able to lift it.
Yeah, can you long imagine how much Joe would puke, air drying, blow drying a 4 week old poo and rain soaked rug?
Yes, I can. I absolutely can imagine that.
I liked this rug so much that before I decided to just get rid of it because it was a disaster. Like it was really bad. I actually thought, all right, you know, I can't just spot bot this. Like, I don't even think a rug doctor is going to work, but I thought I'll get it outside and I'll just hose it off. I'm like, I'm not, and then drag it back into my home. No.
Mike in Buffalo says, Kelly should have told you no poop in the rug if you wipe front to back.
Yeah, geez, Joe.
Mike, that's good stuff.
Oh my God, that is, that's perfect. I should, this text. All this time I've been letting my rug go. I should get with the times and bald it up.
Now this text is the best idea.
Uh-huh.
Legitimately, call the city and say someone has a vandal put it on your property. That would work. Hey, I'm kind of a big deal, and some rival radio station, possibly TV, they think they're better than us, threw this rug on our yard. Kelly, do you think that's a good idea?
I think that's a great idea. Yeah, I still think that you should try and sell it on Facebook.
No, I'm not going to do that. I didn't
great
even get to
have
the
been made. It could be clean.
Kelly, yeah. I didn't even get to the point of making a fake Craigslist ad. You think that I have it in me to make a real Craigslist or Facebook ad to sell now something that is even more worthless than it was before. And before, it was zero
to
worthless.
To the rest of the team, when Joe's out of the room, we need to make one of those little office pools about who is closest to the date when the rug's no longer in Joe's yard.
It's going to make me feel bad knowing that that might possibly
happen. I'm going to take something in the spring of 22.
All right, let me in on this, man. Come on, dude. I got a good feeling about this one. Give me some of this action.
Like, there's going to be pissed later on in January when it's such a pain in the ass to try to shovel around it.
It's like, oh, man, I said December 25th and I forgot. Okay, Joe.
You know, I actually.
How about this? One more Joe stunt, and then we never ask you to do another stunt the rest of your career.
All right. What am I about to say no to?
We unroll the rug and then roll you back up in it. And then we carry you to the road with as many listeners as we can need to get it done.
And then we keep going and we throw you into a river.
That might be the foulest thing I've ever thought about. Make it that bridge in Jersey that everyone wants me to jump off of.
Yeah, we'll ship it there with our road kit.
Yep. And then in the meantime, add all the other stunts that people have sent in over the years.
Oh, my God.
Or that you guys have come up with.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good one. I'm on board with that one.
Guilt me into making out with an animal while you fart in my face. And then I wear a diaper.
Don't you insult fart box.
Yeah, don't make us
best ideas
think
ever.
Of that again.
Still going to happen. Kelly, you're on tap for that one.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.